Hello and welcome to Sidelines, an inside look at Cornell Athletics. I'm David Keating. Joining me today, we have junior forward Chelsea Karpenko of the Cornell women's hockey team. Welcome, Chelsea. So I want to talk to you a little about last weekend. You win the ECAC tournament, avenging an earlier loss to Dartmouth earlier in the season. Tell us what that was like and what it means to you to win the league.
Oh, it was huge. I mean, it's one of those goals you have since the start of the year. And we'd beat Dartmouth earlier in the year pretty handily, and then we went down there. It was our last weekend of league games, and they definitely took it to us and came up with a win. So we knew it was going to be a battle, and we had that revenge in the back of our minds, and we were fortunate enough to come up with a win, play hard, and get the win and get the league championship title. So it was pretty awesome.
And in winning the league tournament, you get an automatic bid to the NCAA women's hockey tournament. And, you know, it's an 8-team tournament. Tell us your reaction to the brackets that came out on Sunday.
It was a little surprising, not just for us finding out that we're going to play Dartmouth again, but just all around the league. You know, UMD, Minnesota Duluth, for them to be the national champions last year and then come in playing number one Wisconsin was, you know, a little surprising. And that was just, I think you look at all of them and really anyone can beat anyone. So it's going to be quite the battle, that's for sure.
And so this weekend, you're hosting Dartmouth again here at home at 2:00 on Sunday. Tell us a little about what it means to be playing a first round game at home.
Oh, it's huge. I mean, last year to make the tournament for the first time in itself was quite the accomplishment. And this year to do it again and actually have home ice advantage, it's crazy. And I mean, we saw this past weekend all the fans that came out for the ECAC final, and playing in front of a crowd like that, home ice advantage means a lot more when you got fans and support like that. And it was outstanding. It was awesome.
You mentioned the fans, and tell me a little about, you know, your freshman year, you come here and you're only getting maybe a few hundred fans.
Yeah.
To now with you know, last week with 2,700 people. Tell us a little about how that changes when you play, and could you ever imagine that when you were here?
Well, I mean, freshman year, I'm pretty sure you could count the people in the stands. It wasn't like it is now, but, you know, the last few years we've been improving constantly and getting more numbers in the win column, and people are taking a liking to that, and they're coming out and seeing what we can do and spreading the word, and it's really been great, and I mean, we hope it continues, and we're going to keep trying to do our part and hope that the fans appreciate that and keep coming out to support. So I mean, yeah, it's wicked. You see posters around campus, and professors are putting up stuff in their lectures and everything, so really trying to get the student body and just the Ithaca community itself, it's great.
So entering the tournament this year compared with last year, what's different? I mean, you've been there before, but has your mindset changed at all from last year to this year?
Well, I think there's an added pressure, but I mean, at the same time, we've had that all year. We've had, after last year, we had high expectations this year, and we've dealt with it, and it's always been about taking one game at a time and staying in the moment, and so far, so good. We've been doing that, but we know everything is just going to get harder from here on out, and just the same mindset. I mean, play every game like it's your last, because really it is every game like it's our last now, so... got to leave it all out on the line.
So for the fans that are going to be coming to see the game this weekend, what can they expect to see? What do you guys like to play, and what can they expect to see with a game against Dartmouth?
It's going to be a fast game, a physical game. If anyone who was out at the ECAC finals on Saturday, they saw it was physical. There was a lot of penalties and stuff, but definitely made it for an exciting game with all the special teams play, power plays and penalty kills, and it's really just going to be desperation hockey. Everyone's going to be aggressive and loud and leave it all out on the line. And I mean, yeah, it's do or die. So everybody wants a win.
Absolutely. And looking a little bit ahead just for a second, because I know you're talking a lot about taking it one game at a time. But if you look ahead just a little bit with the Final Four the following weekend over in Erie, Pennsylvania, what would it mean to get back to the Final Four and this year with this team?
It's huge. I mean, it was great what we did last year, obviously. And we broke a lot of records and made a lot of firsts, but at the same time, this is a new year, this is a new team, and our accomplishments this year have been new. And with this group of girls, we obviously want to make it back there. So, yeah, it's great what we did in the past, but, you know, this year's a new year, and we're playing new teams, and, it's huge trying to make it there, for sure.
Okay, and I want to get you out of here on this. This season has been unlike any other in Cornell women's hockey history. What would it mean finally, you know, both to this team, but to all of Cornell, to bring home a national championship?
It would be unbelievable. I mean, I don't even know if I could find words to describe that right now. I mean, like right now our goal is to get to the Frozen Four, but if we were fortunate enough to get to the title game and bring it back for Cornell, that would be, I mean, I don't even know what that would be because it's never happened before, and it's just that it would be something that you would never forget, obviously. I mean, just having a year like this alone is something you never forget, but we know it's not over yet and we still got a lot of work to do.
And to follow up, does the way last season ended in the title game in overtime, does that bring a little fire back to all the returning players?
Oh, of course. I mean, you really don't understand what it takes to get there until you've been there, done that. And having enough of us back this year who were there and did that and went into three overtimes and and lost, I mean, obviously it's a hard pill to swallow, but, you know, it was a great game. We took a lot out of the year. And, yeah, we learned from it, and we know what it takes, so we just have to go out there and do it now.
Well, good luck to you this weekend. We'll all be cheering for you and hope to get a great crowd here on Saturday at 2 o'clock here at Liner Rink. Thanks so much for stopping by. We wish you the best of luck this weekend.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Dave.
Thanks so much for watching. Tune in next week. Let's go Red.